Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday for a final time in 2017 with Jay and Mickey. Morning to you chaps.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, boys.
There we go. Got them both on board. Right, let's look back first of all at the calendar year of 2017. A few highlights from each of you. Everton-wise, Mickey, give me your player of the calendar year, Everton-wise.
Well, we've been struggling, mate, haven't we? So it's a bit tricky. But I would say, I think you've got to be looking no further than the likes of Jordan Pickford. Come in, obviously, for a big fee. He's only a young lad, you know, so he's had the pressure of the fee on his shoulders. And he's just been absolutely top draw. You know, even when we haven't been playing well, he's been the shining light of our team. And as I say, he's only a kid. He's going to go on to bigger and better things. And as I say, he's probably the best keeper that we've had since Big Nev. And as I say, you don't want to put too much pressure on the kid, but he looks like he's top draw.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one. And I tell you what, a proper pick. Absolutely right. Let's go to Liverpool then. If you went past the 12 months, who are we looking at? Is it Mo Salah, the standout for you, Jay, or someone else?
Well, it's got to be Mo Salah, hasn't it? I mean, I know he's only been here a short period of time, but, you know, obviously his goal-scoring record's comparable to the likes of Messi and Ronaldo, isn't it? It's been sensational, hasn't he, really? 20 goals in 26 games, and, you know, I don't think anyone thought he was going to be this good. I mean, his ratio at Roma wasn't anything like this, so he's been a fantastic sign, especially for the type of money that was spent on him. I'd also say Coutinho's been great as well. I mean, I know he had all the problems in the summer where he wanted out to Barcelona, and, you know, he was instrumental in Liverpool getting to the Champions League the back end of last season. And when you look at this season, he's done his talking on the pitch, really, hasn't he? He scored 10 goals in 18 games, which for a playmaker who's not even a centre forward or a winger like what Mo Salah is, I mean, you know, the goal scoring record of Coutinho has been great as well, Steve.
I'd encourage anyone to have a look at the piece that Dominic King's written in the Mail today. The Egyptian Messi, who never forgot where he came from. And Mo Salah seems so, so grounded, so in touch with sort of himself and his history. And it's a lovely piece. If you just read back there, he still goes to the cafe, which was one of his hangouts when he was a young lad. Some pictures of him and his youth team there as well. His family didn't have much in their life, and he managed to come through all that and look at him now. So a very grounded individual who's making great headlines for Liverpool. Where will he be in goal tally-wise in May for you, Jay?
Well, I done a poll yesterday on Twitter, and obviously it came out between 30 and 35 goals, and to be honest, I mean, he scored 20 now. I mean, you know, if he doesn't get more than 30, you'd be a bit disappointed, really, wouldn't you? Because there's still really half the season to go. But, you know, I'll put a figure on it. I'd say around about 35 goal mark. And, you know, you can't complain with that.
You think you'd be very happy, wouldn't you? Right, Everton-wise, if you looked at the calendar year as a whole, Mickey, is it one to forget or one that you'll remember for a certain reason?
You know, when Ronald Koeman very first come in, Steve, you know, he seemed to sort of do a job, and, you know, he sort of rejuvenated us as well, and we had some great results looking back. I think the one against Manchester City sort of sticks in my mind, where Tom Davis, you know, come to the fore. But obviously since then, you know, it has gone sort of downhill. And it is one, I suppose, that looking back on, you know, you want to try and sort of put to the back of your mind. Obviously, you know, Big Sam's come in now towards the end of the year, and he seems to have, you know, we're sort of turning a corner. And, you know, results will tell. But I think, yeah, mate, on the whole, you would have thought that, you know, it hasn't been great, has it?
And on the Liverpool front, Jay?
In terms of what?
Would you remember the year? Would you say, oh, remember 2017 for X or not?
Well, obviously for great football, I mean, there's no doubt about that. Liverpool are great going forward, but, you know, the fact remains we haven't won a trophy still, have we? And that's what, you know, the old saying used to be, Liverpool Football Club exists only to win trophies, and we haven't really been doing that lately, so we need to rectify that in 2018, so, you know, let's see what happens in the coming year.
Right, going into a busy period then. Arsenal tonight for Liverpool. Everyone talks about how many goals and how great these fixtures are. Is it just inevitable that it will have lots of goals in this game tonight?
Well, it does always seem to produce loads of goals, doesn't it? And, you know, Liverpool have done really well against Arsenal in the, you know, recent games. And, you know, the game last season at the Emirates, opening day of the season, we won 4-3. Unbelievable game, really. And then, you know, earlier on this season, they came to Anfield, didn't they, in August time. We won 4-0. So, you know, it's the type of team that you can certainly score goals against. But they've also got players that can hurt you as well. I mean, Alexis Sanchez is a fantastic player. might have been off the boil a little bit this season because, you know, it's clear to see that he wants to leave Arsenal, but you know, he's still a fantastic player and he can turn it on against you. They've also got Lacazette, who he just guarantees goals, doesn't he, really? And Mesut Ozil still got quality as well. So, you know, it's going to be a really tricky game, I think, and, you know, plenty of goals, as we've just said.
That 4-0 win that you mentioned earlier in the season, is that the standout performance? I mean, it's certainly a significant result.
It's probably our best performance and result against one of the better teams, isn't it? I mean, I know we've had a couple of 7-0 victories, haven't we, in the Champions League, scored plenty of goals. We've also had a 4-0 against Bournemouth recently, 5-1 against Brighton. As I say, we scored plenty of goals, but as an all-round team, performance against a good side, probably the 4-0 against Arsenal was the best, yeah.
OK, for Everton then, Chelsea, Saturday lunchtime. Look, significantly, I think Big Sam's working wonders, isn't he, Mickey? But if you lose against Chelsea, that's not really the end of the world, is it? We know that Chelsea are a much better squad in depth and talent and what they've got, but you would like to put on a good show.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and as you say, you know, Sam's come in, he's done it. Certainly, you know, he's showed our defence up, he's got us organised. And I think it'll be his first big test at home. Obviously, you know, the games against West Ham, Huddersfield, Swansea, they're games that you would expect Everton to win, even though we were going through a bit of a, you know, barren run. You would expect us to do well in them games. Chelsea's going to be his first big test at home. I think they're missing the lad Morata out the up front. He got himself a silly yellow card. But you still got to be looking, you know, the likes of Eden Hazard. He's going to be their main man. And I'm going into this game quietly confident. I can't believe I'm saying that, because if you would have told me this, you know, 4 weeks back, a month ago, it would have been one of them where you would have been dreading. But no, I'm going into this game quietly confident because, as I say, we seem to have turned the corner. Our players are slowly getting the confidence back, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, if we can, you know, get the crowd up for it. I know it's an early kick-off, but if you can get the crowd up for it, and I don't think Chelsea are pulling up any trees this year. I think, you know, they're solid, defensive-wise, you know, they're always going to give you a game. But as I say, I think they're there to be got at, and I'm quietly confident of us getting the result.
There's a different attitude under Sam at the moment, isn't there? He's rejuvenated them, their mindsets.
Absolutely, and I think that's what he's all about, isn't he? He's a mind, body and soul man. And he gets the professionals in, doesn't he? And I think he massages their egos as well, which sometimes, you know, that's what's needed. You just need to tell some players how good they are. That's what they like hearing. And Sam's bob on at doing stuff like that. And as I say, you can see, you know, around the place, there seems to be a bit more of a spark. Players, you know, likes of Ashley Williams, who was having a disastrous year, he's come in. And he looks like a completely different player. And, you know, even Cucu Martinez, you know, who's playing at the moment as our left-back, who, you know, had a disastrous start, you can see that his confidence is slowly coming through as well. And as I say, that's what it's all about. I think, you know, confidence winning games breeds confidence. And at the moment, as I say, we're looking quietly confident. And, you know, I didn't want Allardyce, if I'm being honest, mate. I was one of the ones that I didn't want Allardyce near the club. But fair play to him. He's come in and done a job. I don't think he's going to be the long-term answer, but he's certainly come in and done the job that we needed. So, you know, long may it continue.
What's the route back for Michael Keane? Of course, big money signing over the summer, not getting in the team right now, but will have his eyes on the World Cup in Russia. He needs to get football time, doesn't he? But how far has he been pushed out of the scene at the moment? Can Sam re-find the best in a Michael Keane?
Yeah, I think he can. Look, you know, you look at what the games that's coming up, Steve. You know, this Christmas period or the holiday period is really hectic, and this is where you're going to need your squad. And, you know, obviously Ashley Williams is not getting any younger. We've got the young lad Mason Holgate as well, who's been absolutely brilliant at centre-half. But I do think the likes of Jags, Michael Keane and that, they're certainly going to get used over the Christmas period. And I think what it is once you get in your team, it's all about clean sheets. You know, we can't really be changing a winning team. We've been putting up defensively some great performances, so there's been no need to change it. But as I say, I think some players will be getting rested over this period because it's tough going on the our legs. So I think Michael Keane will be getting in at some point over the holiday, and it's up to him, isn't it? You know, if we could keep a clean sheet, then it's going to be hard to sort of dispose him. But, you know, he's a young lad. His confidence probably has been hit a little bit, obviously, coming from Burnley. It's a completely, different set of circumstances at Everton. You know, high pressure. And he hasn't been too... He started off like house on fire, and then obviously with the whole slump of the Everton team, you know, he wasn't great either. But as I say, mate, I can certainly see a way way back in over the holiday period for him.
And Joel Matip available again for Liverpool. They've been keeping clean sheets, but perhaps they haven't been tested massively at the back. Is Jurgen Klopp tempted to just change things now, or does he stick with the back four that's worked in recent games for him?
Well, you know, it's always good to have him back in the fold because, you know, the games come thick and fast, don't they, December time and into, you know, the new year. So it's great to have him back. But, you know, like I say, you shouldn't really alter the defence too much because they have been doing quite well. And you know how much I've criticised the defence and goalkeeping area of the Liverpool's team, you know, over the years, really. And, you know, to be fair to them, they've done okay. And Ragnar Klavan's done very well. But I don't want to say too much there because we've got Arsenal tonight. And, you know, they are capable of putting a few past us, aren't they? But, you know, to be fair, we've done really well. And, you know, you can't really change that because, you know, you're just upsetting the rhythm of the team then. And, you know, we go back to the Derby game and he made wholesale changes and it just didn't work. So, you know, if the defence has been doing quite well, just keep on playing them, isn't it?
Right, three games up to the end of 2017. How many points would you be happy with, Jay? It is a 7-point tally. Is that satisfactory?
Well, yeah, I mean, tonight it's one of them, isn't it, where, you know, you want to win the game, of course you do, but a draw is probably acceptable as long as you win the two home games against Swansea on Boxing Day and then Leicester on the 30th of December. So, you know, the onus is on Liverpool to make sure them home games are two victories because we slipped up at home against Everton and West Brom recently. So, you know, yeah, you probably take 7, but there's no reason why we can't get 9 points, though, Steve.
Love it. Mickey, what do you think for Everton?
Well, we've got some toughies, mate, haven't we? We've got, as you say, we've got Chelsea, we've got Man United, and I think we've got West Brom away as well. So it's going to be tough, mate. If we can come out of that lot, mate, with 7 points, I'd be delighted.
Guys, thank you very much for 2017. Have a fab Christmas and New Year. We'll catch up in 2018.
Yeah, happy Christmas, gents.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.